This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Orioles didn't get a whole lot right this offseason, but one thing it looks like they got right, one thing. Tomoyuki Sugano, who has had four straight really good starts, three of them have been quality starts, including Saturday's six innings, two earned runs. It looks like they found something in Uke.
Let's keep this segment between us. This thing hasn't been butchered yet. Let's hope that it never is.
Okay. But you've just drawn attention to it.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Please, stop.
Same.
But protect this one.
But there's no voiceover in it, so it
so
should
we're
be
good?
Yeah, it should be good.
I don't know. Yeah. There isn't some song that references "I'm Sorry" before 1972 that you could replace it with.
If we're going to go inside radio, the point is it's a different voice. There's no voice, so you're good.
So we're good with Michael Stipe.
Yes, yes.
Something sacred around here.
Yes,
something sacred.
So Uke,
it's Tomo. Yeah. I'm not calling him Uke.
I call
Bob Uecker is Uke.
Uke.
He's Tomo.
He's Uke.
He's Tomo. No.
Thank you.
He's Uke.
Thank you.
And Ben's the authority
Ben is the authority.
Tomo.
It's Uke.
He's not apologizing.
It's Uke, and the rest of the week we puke with that starting
that
rotation.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Look, this guy is presenting himself incredibly well. I wondered how it would look like facing a team, you know, for a second time. I know he did with Toronto, but sort of as he continues to get a little deeper into this, I had concerns at the onset, and for good reason.
Oh, yeah.
It was rough. But having a six pitch mix, I think really, and six pitches that he's learned to throw at least a decent amount and trust to some degree at this level, has been huge for him. And I did not think we'd be sitting here and going into the middle of May, and him to have strung together the quality starts that he strung together, and him to have an ERA of 3. And him to be in the 93rd percentile of all major league pitchers in off-speed run value. And the walk rate I did expect, 84th percentile, that had to happen. I knew he wouldn't get a lot of swing and miss. He hasn't. But he's still getting chase. Like, he's in the 73rd percentile in chase. A lot of that has to do with the off-speed pitches, particularly the splitter that has become a swing and miss pitch for him. But, like, the overall profile, I'll buy. And I think he's also realized that his four-seamer ain't going to play here. And if you go back and look at what he was doing the first couple starts, and then you look now, like the four-seamer has become his third most used pitch, which is a big deal because the league's batting .308 off it and they're slugging .654. So he knows that that's got to be a supplemental pitch. He can't pitch off of it the way he did in Japan. That thing is sitting at 92 miles an hour. So that's, you know, that sort of is what it is. But the split finger has become a dominant pitch for him, and the sweeper has been really good. Like, they were bound to get something right this offseason, and this
they got
is
one
the,
thing
this
right.
Is, hey, this is a win for the price point they paid him. This is a win. It does for me beg two questions, though. We couldn't have got a club option on this guy since we got no pitching moving forward. And if they don't clean up their act, dude,
flip him.
Yeah, you could flip him. You could flip Eflin. Like, you could really reset yourself if you knew what you were doing as a GM. That's a big if. But like him at $13 million, if he keeps this up as a rental, you could get a bleep load for him, I think.
And give him a ton of credit
and really Bubich that too, but he's pitching left-handed against the Orioles. You have nearly an hour rain delay, and he was still able to complete six innings. And he's been so pitch efficient in this stretch outside of the Yankees game where
he struck out everybody.
He got a ton of swing and miss, which that was very uncharacteristic because he's not getting a ton of that, which has led to him be very pitch efficient. And he's giving them length. He's giving them quality. He's one of those guys right now that you can just pencil in for a quality start. And there's so much value to that given where the starting staff is.
Good on you, Uke.
You
appreciate Tomo. You. Coming up next, does the streak continue? Bounce back, fall back next here on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.